The Wausau Center Mall lost one of its three anchors this year when JCPenney closed its store after more than 100 years downtown. Now, mall owner CBL and Associates want a quick response from city leaders to a plea for help, according to Council President Romy Wagner.
They need to know if we're going to partner with them, if we're going to support them to keep the mall going, to get it revitalized. And they gave us a date of the end of this month. The threat is there for them to default on their loan if they don't think they can make it work or to sell it.
The mall owners are asking for concessions in parking lot fees and the land lease agreement and may want more than that. Wagner says the situation is impacted by the way the lease is structured for the remaining two mall anchors.
People should know that we own the land and they own the mall. Yonkers and Sears are not their tenants. They have separate contracts on their pieces of property.
The city is reaching out to other stakeholders, including members of the Marathon County Board. The chair of its Economic Development Committee, Jim Rosenberg, says what happens in Wausau affects the entire county.
You know, it's more than just a matter of it being the county seat here. The economy in this region is highly dependent on what happens in the city of Wausau. And so if we allow it to turn into East St. Louis, then we're all going to be worse off for it, whether you happen to live in the city of Wausau or not.
The Wausau City Council takes up the mall request on Tuesday. A meeting with regional stakeholders is set for early June. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.